and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Bloomberg reported last week that, along with many others, I referred to AWS's hyped generative AI offerings that nobody I know has been able to access, be they AWS employees or otherwise, as vaporware. Nobody I've encountered yet seems to disagree. Now let's see what AWS got up to. Amazon Aurora PostgreSQL improves availability of read replicas. I didn't realize that Aurora reader nodes previously would go unavailable during a writer node restart. What's the value proposition of this service again? AWS Copilot announces static site pattern to host single-page web apps. Okay, the pattern is good, and this does it properly by putting it into S3 and hooking up the relevant bits, but there are no containers involved. And Copilot is still marketed as being for containerized applications, demonstrating that yet again, AWS easily loses sight of the truism that words actually mean things. Developing a serverless Slack app using AWS Step Functions and AWS Lambda. With the hype cycle globally focusing on generative AI, AWS turns its gaze towards losing the last war, Slack bots that don't solve your actual problem. How Broadridge used Amazon-managed blockchain to build a private equity lifecycle management solution. Someone at Broadridge has severely irritated someone at AWS, who has then forced them to be a reference customer for managed blockchain. Gotta say, if I were using managed blockchain for something, even Batman couldn't beat that confession out of me. Stronger Together, highlights from RSA Conference 2023. Oh! Was AWS aware that RSA was going on? Because they didn't have a booth. Google had a big booth. Microsoft had multiple booths. And AWS apparently has a blog post after the fact. And finally, welcome to AWS documentation. AWS revamped their documentation site. No, they didn't make it more useful or rewrite some of the more confusing bits. They reskinned it. Because if there's one thing people love, it's being surprised with the new interface when they're trying to solve a problem. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stay salty.